Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as it does every hour, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, keeping America rolling along. Thanks very much to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there keeping the big rigs running coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail center drivers hauling the bulk mail to the post offices to be sorted out and delivered to your mailbox today. And, of course, the suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline and the diesel fuel to wherever it needs to go so you can get to work. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over there on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're there with our handles, the same on all of them, at Captain's America. Now, on Twitter, we're at Captain's America, and you can go to our website, too, and check things out, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we also have some links there for some of the contributors to the show, like Denise Simon. Her link is right there for founderscode.com. You'll see it when you get there. In the meantime, let's go to the telephone line and pick up Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We have got our friend in Colorado, Denver, on the line right now, Aaron. And I can't wait to hear this one. Okay there, Aaron. What's going on?
Well, first of all, after 5, if the Stanley Cup will belong to the Avalanche Friday night. Denise is right. The solution is right in front of this dark side, broken down, senile, dumb donkey of a so-called president. But you can slap Joe Biden around like the Three Stooges slap each other around. He wouldn't get it. He doesn't want to get it. This is another 4 years of the abomination. Obama had the solar, the Casper clunker. That was a disaster. Solar panels, that was a fraud. That was just money, taxpayer money went down the drain. You know, then you got the incident in Texas using windmills. That was a failure. You know, it was such a failure. Ted Cruz flew to a warmer climate. So, this we're driving nuts making fossil fuels that were developed billions of years ago before we even stepped on this planet. They want to make fossil fuels pure evil. It's just nonsense, total nonsense. And, Kat, Denise, just tell it like it is, like you always do. But this is just absolute insanity. Can't wait till this broken down old dark side dumb donkey is out of there. Denise, Cap, have a good night.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Okay. Well, you know, she was on fire, and I agree with her.
Well, this White House has invited the CEOs of these domestic oil companies to the White House for a confab.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know how many things, but is Biden himself going to be there and sit in the confab? No.
Nope.
So If I were these oil companies, I wouldn't bother to show up. I mean, it's just disgustingly rude. And I wouldn't even bother to go there.
Well, I don't blame you, and I agree with you, because, again, Janet Grantham is going to be the one that's going to lead this.
Jennifer.
The Secretary of Energy is going to do this. And she came out yesterday and blamed everybody but the proper people for the out-of-control gasoline prices. For example, and Joe Biden said it too, we want the oil companies to drop down the prices, and even the guys at the gas station need to roll their prices back. He has no idea how those prices are set to begin with.
Precisely.
Yep. Continue.
It's also activist. It's also stupid.
Yep.
And furthermore, they clearly also don't understand all the things that come from petroleum.
Mm-hmm.
From paint to heating oil to feedstocks to construction materials, home furnishings, medicines, fertilizers. They don't have a concept. Especially, I guess, in the agriculture world, I mean, they haven't talked one thing about the hardship that it's putting on these farmers. None. Zero.
Right.
So, I don't know. I believe if I were these oil companies, I would be getting all together, putting some money into a petty cash fund, and I'd be running full-page ads in every single newspaper across the United States. With an ad that says this administration is vindictive and they don't even have a clue how the entire, industry operates.
Right.
That's what I'd be doing.
Well, I agree. I totally agree with you. Now, the other thing is that Americans, of course, are being hammered by rising inflation, and they were told yesterday by several different people that they should brace for the economy to get even worse.
Right.
Even worse. Yep. Okay, well, we'll talk about that and some other things here when we come back right after this break. I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there to her website, FoundersCode.com. Check out all the great things that she writes over there. And we'll be right back right after this break.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty, right after this means I'm going to tell you about Geico Insurance. They're the people that bring you this edition, this segment right here. And, of course, what we talk about here on the program all is contingent to, oh, in a lot of cases, insurance, if you will, because Geico represents the show in this segment, Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for about 85 years, currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office or the website, Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own. The car you're driving, the truck you're driving, they'll even give you coverage for the motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV that you have. And don't forget, the cheapest way to get your insurance down is to bundle it with your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance, which will bring your automobile insurance down drastically. So, there you go. All righty, and let's go back to the telephone line. And we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We do have Elliot on the line right here, so let's go over to Elliot. Good morning, Elliot. What's on your mind?
Yes, morning, Captain and Denise. Say, look, Denise, I want to share something with you here that is very disturbing. First of all, I want to say that, Denise, you coined it right. America, we are in a bad place. Now, 24 hours a day, quite disturbing. Now, the total collapse of the Joe Biden America, we have a red alert down in Venezuela right now. Nicolas Maduro recently traveled to Iran and met with the Ayatollah under a huge Iran Iran announced they want to start building a nuclear bomb, and Maduro will provide the uranium. Now, South America journalist Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel, as well as just South American journalists who blew the alarm. Now, Maduro, like China, have built secret hidden islands to load their uranium and leave. Maduro mentioned he is a huge fan and ally to Russia and Iran. America next to Venezuela is the country Colombia. They expect to elect a far, far, far leftist.
They already did.
As their
Yeah,
isn't that something? It's really bad.
Yep.
Now, while we have not heard Joe Biden being briefed by General Milley and his staff, the threat America faces. Now, what is important to us Americans is not being shared equally across the board with the Kangaroo-style administration. Now, what is so odd about this is Venezuela does not mine radioactive minerals yet. The government estimates they have over 50 tons of unexplained uranium are available right now in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Have a great day, folks.
All right. Thanks, Elliot. Okay. Want to comment on that?
Well, I mean, look, you know, this administration has been cozying up to, I would say in some cases, terrorists for since they got into office.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're still, mm-hmm. And Maduro and the Ayatollahs, you know, are, you can't deny it. You know, we've got this cat, our Attorney General, Merrick Garland,
yep.
who decided that he was going to take an envoy over to Ukraine
mm-hmm.
and assist, air quote, assist in war crimes.
Yep.
Well, fine. But you know what? There's an open wound in war crimes when it comes to what Putin did in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that Bashar al-Assad is just as much as a war criminal as any of them, you know, coming out of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So what Maduro has done, and by the way, you know, they have reversed almost every single policy mm-hmm. that Trump had with Cuba. So, I mean, there is no denial that this government is taking us into very dark places, least of which is inflation. But, you know, it goes so far beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, on paper, it's not pretty.
All right, we got Mel on the line here. Mel, Saratoga Springs, what's on your mind?
Yeah, this is why they're not going to give up power, because they know once they do, they get brought up on, they have to face a tribunal for all of this is what they've done. They're not going to give up power. We can just about forget about what our future looks like. We're going to have, either going to have to take it back physically, violently, our freedoms and right this ship that they are running toward the reef. Because it's not going to come, we're not going to get it back. But as far as that Granholm, she's the same as that Newland up in Canada. There's no difference. I mean, you got a Nazi in Canada, you got a Nazi down here who's trying to destroy us and control us with force, because that's what it actually is. It's just words now, but the bottom line, it's force. This is, they're forcing us to do what they want us to do, to do
yes.
what they say.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's no other way. I mean, there's nothing up. We got no other alternative. It's going to happen. They're pushing toward this and race. I mean, we see what we're going to have to do in order to get our country back,
okay.
get our freedoms back. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Go ahead, Denise. What do you think?
You know, I want to believe Mel, and I know where his heart is on this, but I see so much indifference in even, you know, conservatives and, you know, Republicans, not politicians, but in voters out here. I see indifference. People think, oh, I'm a good American. What do? Well, I say the Pledge of Allegiance. I stand for the national anthem, and I read the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. No, they're not. you can walk up to anybody that you think is, who they think or you think is an American that's doing their duty, their patriotic duty,
mm-hmm.
to keep a hard watch on this government, okay? Well, ask them, just ask them, do they know who Mark Elias is? Do they know who Eric Holder is? Do they know who Merrick Garland is?
Mm-hmm.
Do they know who Jennifer Granholm is? I mean, just ask them some of these questions. And if they don't know, Michael Sussman, do mm-hmm. they know who John Durham? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't have a clue, which means they're not paying any attention. Now, do you think that we could have a modern-day Tea Party?
Yeah.
Event like we did, we're going to dump the tea into the bay.
Yeah, we could.
No,
we could. We could do it right. We could do it right here, Tampa Bay. We could, because that's where it's been done before.
Come on, Matt. You would never get enough people that would join in.
We had 3,000 boats that were out there that went up through there, and one of the things they did was dump tea in the water. A year or two ago, they had the big Trump boat parade.
Mm-hmm. Matt.
They did. I was there.
You would need 30 or 40 million people.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, well, they probably had 10,000. They probably had 10,000.
You're not going to get it.
All right. Hold on a second. I'm going to see who's on the line here. Good morning. Is this Annie?
It is.
Hold on.
Hi, Captain Matt.
Hold on. Okay. I wanted to make sure I knew who I had on my secret line there. Okay. No, we... The patriotic groups that are out there, they can muster 8,000 to 10,000 people at any time.
That's not enough.
Yeah, I know it's not enough, but that's why. And you got to wonder, why is Trump constantly going around with these rallies, and he's got like 20,000 people inside. He's got at least that amount outside.
It's not enough. It's not enough.
More than zero. And I don't see the Democrats lining those people up to you.
The Democrats are already in power, Matt.
They're in power, but they're not going to be there long. I hope they enjoy their stay while they're there.
Well,
it's coming.
It's going to take years to unwind this damage.
Yes, it is. And we got to start with the upcoming election, the upcoming midterms. We have no choice in the matter. We have to start in it, and we got to get involved. And if you don't get involved, and you're not out there doing something, then shame on you.
Well, I mean, just the listeners within the reach of you know, your show, it's not enough. If
nope.
we can force multiply to the point where we could get 30 or 40 million, you know, they should be outraged just what's happening at the southern border. They don't have a clue what's happening at the southern border.
Well, hold that thought. To be continued. To be continued. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Thank you very much. Okay. Coming back, we're going to be talking to Annie Okerlund, who happens to be an expert in PTSD and what the troops can do to make them feel better. And we'll get into all that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden has called for a 3-month suspension of federal gas taxes in hopes of easing drivers' pain at the pump.
By suspending the 18-cent gas tax, federal gas tax, for the next 90 days, we can bring down the price of gas and give families just a little bit of relief.
Biden is under fire for rising inflation and shutting down key gas pipelines when he took office. In addition, Biden called on states to nix their own gas taxes. Children ages 6 months to 5 years are now approved to receive COVID-19 vaccines, but Publix says its pharmacies will not administer vaccines to that age group. CVS said it will provide the shots to kids over the age of 18 months, while Walgreens would inoculate kids who are at least 3 years of age. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at the National Aviation Academy, National Aviation Academy, with their two campuses to serve you, one in Clearwater, Florida, and one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The one in Clearwater is right across the bay from me here in Tampa Bay. And, oh, by the way, don't forget, Aviation Maintenance Tech is the name of the game and what they do. And there's no more in-demand job in the military or civilian life as that person that works on the aircraft to keep it flying. Aviation Maintenance Tech. Check them out, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 1-800-659-2080. That's 1-800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. You'll be glad you did. Be able to talk to a student or two, be able to talk to an instructor, and be able to talk to the financial people and find out what's involved. And you veterans, of course, you'll be able to apply your GI Bill veterans benefits against your training. So there you go. All right. Well, it's my pleasure to be able to bring to the airwaves our friend Annie Okerlund from the yoga group that she has, and we're going to get into all that here in a minute. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning, Captain Matt. How are you?
I'm doing good, and it's nice to talk to you, and I hope you're having a great day.
I am. It's bright and early. Well, not bright yet.
It's old dark 30.
It is old dark 30.
Now, the Admiral and I talked, I believe it was last week, and we had quite a great conversation because, again, he was a SEAL, and he was in charge of a bunch of SEALs. And they do a lot of very dastardly things, if you will, for our country. And a lot of times they can't talk about anything it is they've done. They've got all that pinned up in them. The stress is immense. And how they deal with that from a post-traumatic stress standpoint is perhaps what you've got them doing, working with the yoga to relax and kick back. And it's very important, and I want you to tell us about that.
Awesome. Well, the main thing that we're trying to work with, yes, with the SEALs, but with all military service members and ultimately veterans as well.
First responders, yep.
Exactly, because we all, you know, everybody continues their service and goes right into law enforcement and first responders. But the main thing that's happening is that we're training our service members to just be ready for action at any point. And that's why there's so many different training schools. We build the muscles, we build the action to take care of themselves and to run towards danger. But what happens is that the nervous system stays there. And that's where we start looking at traumatic issues of the nervous system, mm-hmm. PTS. I like to drop the D because nobody wants a disorder. We can work through and with post-traumatic stress and turn it into post-traumatic growth. But the big thing is navigating the nervous system. So it's like training is all about fight or flight. Get in there, do what you have to do, keep yourself safe, keep your team safe.
Mm-hmm.
But when we come back, either wherever we are in theater or back home, not everything is trying to shoot at us. Not everything is a danger. And the brain is really tricky in terms of rewiring how it's reacting. So yoga really is this interesting way to balance reactivity to being responsive. So we're always working through things. We can do it through the physicality of the yoga postures, which helps the body feel good. Because mm-hmm. what happens is everything gets charged by the brain. And the brain takes over, and it's a really, really bossy, bossy mechanism, which we need to stay safe and secure.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when it drives the show, we're in constant reactivity. And that's not good for our stress levels. That's not good for all the hormones, all the epinephrines, all the norepinephrines, all the mechanisms of stress hormones in the body, because then we can't sleep. Then we can't regulate normally. Heart rate's through the roof. We're biting the heads off our children trying to have a conversation. And it just keeps us jacked up and ready to fight.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens with yoga, we get comfortable in the body, which then we touch into breathing techniques. And the breathing, which is very kind of low, slow breathing, helps regulate out of that reactivity back into a calmer, not less vital or reactive necessarily, but we're able to have that immediate pause. Is this actually danger or is this my nervous system?
Hmm.
And that's a big one. It's like, imagine you're driving and you are in a near miss car accident. And you can feel that little, like, pew, pew, pew up your arms of
yeah.
all the stress
yeah.
hormones. And you're like, whew, I made it. And sometimes we shake for a little bit. That's a natural reaction. Imagine that being your minute-by-minute experience all the time. You can't be calm and peaceful and know how to be responsive with your family if you're constantly feeling that way. The
mm-hmm.
slightest, hey, Dad, is going to set you off. And that's frustrating for the family, that's frustrating for the service member, but it's a normal reaction
mm-hmm.
to an abnormal situation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just constantly trying to slow the mechanism down so that it feels peaceful. If the brain isn't saying, hey, we're in danger, the brain is saying, oh, this is a safe space. This is a secure place for us to slow down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we move into things like meditation, which really give us a big pause. They give us the ability to step back, or you can imagine it like a 30,000 foot view. If you can take in the big picture, you can see danger's over there, but I'm over here. And that processing time is really, really important. And it might even be less than a split second, but it helps us come back down and retrain the brain that, yeah, when I'm home, when I'm not in theater, when I'm not on, you know, the rifle range or whatever, I'm in a secure place. I don't need to be reactive. And all we're doing is retraining the ability to come back down from the intense training that gets you up there to keep your family and your country secure.
Right. And I find it to be very fascinating because, again, involved in first being a first responder in a lot of rescues and things that you have that you debrief yourself with your team. It just doesn't go away like you snap your finger. I mean, it helps a little bit when you talk about it. And you try to, you know, work your way through the situation. What might I have done better? The one thing that just kills you is when you're dealing with children and something serious happens to the children. That's just a real tough thing to take.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the things, you know, we all have experiences that play back for us. Mm-hmm. And PTSD is when those experiences just are there constantly, and we're hypervigilant. We're kind of waiting in the corner that someone's going to pounce out at us. We're really unregulated. One of the interesting things is that we're never going to be able to, say, for example, wipe out that image, but we're going to be able to navigate and say, that is a movement in my mind, and that is not the present moment experience.
Right.
So when we start to feel like a lot of the time the heart rate starts to increase, sometimes we sweat, some of our stress habit patterns, maybe clench the jaw, squeeze the hands, one of those things pops up. When we are in our yoga practice or our meditation practice in stillness or in gentle movement or even really strong movement, we are able to really navigate what is happening in the present moment. This image, this reaction is not the present moment. It is a movement through the experience.
Now give me the name of your group and how to find you on the internet.
Absolutely. ExaltedWarrior.com. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. You can just go to our website, like I said, ExaltedWarrior.com.
Mm-hmm.
And on there we have hundreds of free resources, meditation, movement classes, things that are designed specifically for military first responders to help navigate the nervous system.
Yeah, and I would strongly suggest if you're interested in finding out what Annie's talking about here, bring one of your buddies with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, you know, the debrief of an experience is really wonderful. And a big thing, too, is that I work with a ton of service members who are in active duty in programs working through these issues of PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
And yoga can really support that.
Okay.
It's something they can do with their family.
That's Annie Okerlund, ExaltedWarrior.com. That's ExaltedWarrior.com. Go over there, check it out. I think you'll like it. And grab one of your buddies and go on over there. Heck, take your wife with you. Whatever. But Annie, I appreciate it very much. Thank you very much. And you have yourself a great day.
You too. Thanks, Captain Matt.
Thank you very much. Okay. Annie Okerlund. And again, very important when you're dealing with high stress and all the things that come with it. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. God bless America. And a special shout out to our friend Tom in Dallas, Texas right now. Thanks, Tom, for sending me that and for tuning in and letting me know. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by Moss Acura. Now, that's part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. And, of course, Moss Acura is located right here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. Find out more about them by going to the website, MossAcura.com. And don't forget, that's the home, the original home of the You Serve, You Save. That means all active military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors, too, get tremendous deals on the automobiles that you're looking for. So there you go. Check them out. They have people that come in there from all around the country to buy. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And good morning to the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Hello, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Listen, I don't even know where to start with this economy. You know, they must think we're a bunch of ignorant morons. Janice, what's her name? Grantham, the secretary.
Oh, Jennifer. Yeah. Jennifer Granholm.
Yeah, Granholm. There you go. All right, I'll get it right in a minute. I never get her last name right, but then again, maybe she doesn't need to have her last name pronounced right. But she's the former governor, a couple governors back of Michigan. They're blaming everybody but the right people for this out-of-control gas price.
and they're going to have this drastic move. We're all going to go electric, and, oh, we're going to this, we're going to that. A friend of mine bought an electric car. Now, you're going to laugh when you hear this. How do you think he's charging the car?
Well, yeah, again, you know, we need to obviously create electricity, and whether it be by, you know, natural gas, coal, nuclear power. I mean, but listen, I don't care. If you want to do your renewables, you do your renewables. They're just not enough, and it's silly at this point in time. You know, it feels like you're going mad. You're constantly getting your intelligence insulted by these people on a regular basis. And, you know, I actually saw a poll number, 11% of Americans believe that, you know, Russia's to blame for the high energy prices. That's, you know, that says something, because they keep saying the same thing over and over and over again, trying to convince the American people that it's not their policies when it is. And you know, nobody's believing it. Nobody's believing it.
Well, that's because the facts are easy to prove that they're telling a lie. For example, all I heard from Senator Elizabeth Warren was, oh, inflation has gone out of sight since Russia and Ukraine or this, that, and the other. It's terrible, blah, 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 blah. Well, the fact of the matter is inflation has only ticked up a half a percentage point or so since Russia invaded the Ukraine.
Listen, you know, there's a myriad of things, reasons why. Obviously, we talked about the money supply yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Jim Powell's in front of Congress. He's going to be testifying again today. But we do these things, you know, quite honestly, to ourselves. Another big item as well, and I mentioned before, it's just regulation.
Yep.
Here in this. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get out of the way of businesses. You don't want to make it more difficult.
Yeah.
On. And they keep throwing more and more stuff, more and more regulations.
Yep.
At all businesses out there. And again, it doesn't give people an incentive to want to go out there and whether it be create more energy or grow more food, whatever it may be. And they're going after energy companies again due to ethanol blends. You know, usually the refiners would buy credits to cover it. They haven't been able to get the credits. Now they want to go after the refiners and fine them because they're going to put enough ethanol. They can't because the refineries we have right now would ruin the pipes.
Yep.
That they have there. And you know, this is giving them incentive, I mean, to go out there and create more. Not. It's a joke.
Yeah. Well, Joe Biden just went to war with the gas stations, of all things. The gas stations, okay? The little mom-pa convenience gas stations. And he's criticizing them for overcharging motorists by allegedly rising the pump prices more than the wholesale price. You know, I don't think he understands that they have to pay for the gas, and then they have to sell it. And if they're a Marathon station, let's say, and they're in with the Marathon chain, Marathon tells them, here's what the gas costs you, here's what we recommend you sell it for. You can sell it for anything you want in between. Some stations do, some stations don't. But the fact of the matter is, they're not everybody's out there ripping everybody off. I got a gas war going on in the street I live on here, Chris. It's $4.55 a gallon. Take your pick. Four stations lined up in a row in a mile.
Well, listen, you know, there's a lot of things that are involved that people, quite frankly, don't realize. And, you know, understanding the changeover and blends and all of this stuff where we make it more difficult on ourselves. You know, oil prices, you know, itself, crude prices are starting to retreat a little bit. And hopefully it will continue to come back down and we'll start reflecting in the gas prices. But, you know, the idea that, you know, this gas tax holiday is going to do something is absurd. Not to
it's
make
not.
Politically, it's not going to pass. It's not going to get through. I mean, Pelosi this past March called it showbiz.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama called it a gimmick. And now he's throwing this out there. I mean, do they think these things through before they actually suggest them?
No. And by the way, they've lowered taxes on gasoline and diesel before to try to help out. And all it ever saved me, and I'm being honest about this, might have been $2 a tank.
On what? I'm sorry.
Gasoline.
What saved you $2?
Lowering the tax, the gas tax.
Oh, lowering it. Oh, okay. I hear what you're saying.
That was it.
At the most, I did the math.
Yeah.
Did the math for the average family, you'll save maybe $9 a month.
Sure.
I mean, that's to the average family, what he's offering is $9 a month. And to me, that's an insult, quite frankly.
Of course.
Really is. You're insulting people. Oh, here you go. Here's $9. You know, after everything has gone parabolic, and it's not just your gasoline price, it's your electric prices. It's everything else that you're paying, your utility costs that have gone through the roof. Everybody knows anyone's got oil heat knows what they paid over the course of this winter. It was absurd. It really was. So, yeah, there you go. There's your $8-$9 a month.
Well, if you really, really, really want to do something that's right, build at least one refinery somewhere in the United States. I got the perfect place, the old Pensacola Naval Base. There's nothing there, nobody to bother. You can put up a deep water platform offshore and let the tankers come in and unload there and ship it in there. Put a refinery right there, build it. There is no refinery in Florida. It would lower the price in Florida by a minimum off the bat of 10 cents a gallon based on the delivery charge to the furthest point away in Florida.
Yeah, it was just a few years ago. They lost a refinery. We lost one in Philadelphia because
sure did.
It caught fire. Yeah, we haven't built a new one here since the late 1970s.
72.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while. So it's silly. You know, it really is. You know, we're our own worst enemy, and I get it. I like your idea of putting it in places that are kind of like, a little bit farther away from everybody, as long as you can obviously utilize pipelines to get the refined product out, or at least near a highway for trucks. But it's silly. I mean, we've backed ourselves into a corner. We really have on so many things, whether it be supply chains, whether it be semiconductors, and now gasoline.
And we lost at least 100,000 jobs when we did away with the Keystone Pipeline folks and the other pipeline that was up in there. And the people that were working in the refineries, retooling and doing all that, they lost at least 100,000 jobs. Those people had to go somewhere else and take a job of lesser value.
Again, you've got a crowd that actually, they actually believe that we're gonna work our way out of this through windmills and solar panels, and it's just ridiculous. It's just not gonna happen.
Well, I'll tell you what, they can be the ones to go out there and put up a windmill. Or put up a solar panel, and we'll watch and see what happens.
Well, listen, many of them don't want them near where they are. And
of course not.
All the lefties, they were going to put some up off of Massachusetts out there, and no one wanted to look at them, so that got canceled because it was too close to the Kennedy compound.
And then there were all those electric companies, panel companies, solar energy, including Harry, what's his name? So the guy that used to be the majority leader over there in Nevada. Yeah. His son went broke, put a company out of business, and broke.
Yeah.
Nice going.
If it made sense, you wouldn't need to subsidize it.
All righty. Well, my friend, you take care. Have a great day, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go on over there, check it out, find out all the different things he's up to. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.